1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden will speak on the first night of the Democratic National Convention tomorrow. He's passing the torch of the convention to Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz. And ABC's Chuck Severson says Harris is in the lead in new polls.
Harris leads Trump in a head-to-head matchup 50-45%, bolstered by vast improvements over President Biden in enthusiasm and perceived readiness for the job. In the ABC News, Washington Post, Ipsos poll, Harris also does better among key groups, including independents. Trump retains the upper hand on the top cited election issues, the economy, inflation, and immigration.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken heading to Israel amid cautious optimism for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas after U.S.-led talks. A sheriff's deputy in Paulding County, Georgia, Brandon Cunningham, was shot and killed in what authorities called an ambush Saturday. The suspect died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new study from Georgetown University shows the best jobs in the future will go to the people with the highest degrees. Will Waukee reports.
Researchers found that 85% of good jobs will go to people with bachelor's degrees or other forms of post-secondary training by 2031. Report author Artem Gulish with the Georgetown Center on Education and the Workforce says even traditional blue-collar work, such as construction, will increasingly require apprenticeships or courses in fields like machinery and tech.
While those jobs are going to be growing, in part because of the infrastructure investments that the federal government and state governments have been making in recent years, those opportunities are going to be shifting to middle skills.
Gulish has a good job, pays a minimum of $43,000 a year for workers between ages 25 and 44. He says over time it will be more challenging for those with only high school degrees to earn that salary. In general, college enrollment of young people is actually declining, especially among men. Gulish says the future labor market is not set in stone, especially as technologies such as artificial intelligence keep evolving. But having a post-secondary degree will often make you more employable.
The future does not look like the present, so having that ability to adapt and learn and upskill and reskill and pick up new skills will definitely be beneficial.
Georgetown's report found that there will be more good jobs on the market by 2031 compared to now. That's partly because policymakers are facing pressure to deliver higher job quality rather than just lower unemployment. I'm Will Waukee. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Another win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Freddy Peralta went six innings and got the win. Devin Williams came in the ninth and earned another save. And William Contreras with a home run as the Brewers beat the Guardians 2-1 last night at AmFam Field. Milwaukee now with a 10-game lead ahead of the Cardinals, who beat the Dodgers 5-2 in St. Louis. The Cubs with a 3-2 win over the Blue Jays at Wrigley. Brewers GM Matt Arnold giving reporters an update on Christian Yelich, saying when weeks of rehab failed, back surgery was their only option.
I can tell you he was in a lot of pain. He had shooting pains through his leg and his back, and he was trying like crazy to come back, and he's worked incredibly hard. And unfortunately, that procedure just wasn't working for him, and so he opted to have the procedure.
NFL, it's the Packers and Broncos tonight in their second preseason game. Jordan Love will not play, so you'll see second-year man Sean Clifford at quarterback, followed by seventh-round pick Michael Pratt out of Tulane running the offense in the second half. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today with north winds under 15 miles per hour. Highs will top out in the lower 80s. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Lows in the mid and upper 50s. We'll be near 80 with sunshine on Monday. Currently 65 degrees.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer. making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Maggie Dawn.
It's the Democratic National Convention, everybody, and I could not be more excited. It kicks off with President Joe Biden, and I'll be joined by County Executive David Crowley.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
We're back, the music of the stars on the air, with a salute to the boob tube. Television, oh, there's that T word again. I'm Lou Regani, all the way till high noon. Coast to coast via the Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us.
Television, television.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
Hey, Mr. General Public, do you realize that we got a generation here of staring eyes? The women never bother getting housework done. They just sit around gawking at television. The kiddies never run and playing out of door. On top of that, they never reading books no more. You ask them who's the father of our countryman, they say was either Walt Disney or Ed Sullivan.
Oh, television, television. I'm sick from a looking on television.
I got a weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The burglar comes sneaking in and break the latch, while Grandma, she is looking on the wrestling match. She throws him on the floor, although she's 90 years old. She says, I got him with a step-over toe hold. I turn on Elvis Presley and my daughter scream. I fear she have a nervous breakdown cause of him. I wonder why he wiggle-waggle to the beat. As a boy, he must have had a loose bicycle seat.
Oh, television, television. I'm sick from looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. Children of the country eat their dinner, you bet, but they eat it sitting in front of the TV set. They got pudding in their ears from the north to the south, from eating while watching and missing their mouth. Last night a very unusual thing occurred. The baby, he is saying his very first word. I have him on my shoulder for to make him burp. Instead he opened his mouth and say, Wyatt Earp.
Oh, television, television.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
I watch the late, late movie, then I climb the stairs, get into bed and have television nightmares, complete with bad commercials that repeat all night, both incompatible color and black and white. Someday my son grow up and want to go to sea, so he probably go and try to join U.S. Navy. They give him aptitude test, man. Now here's the rub. They find him best suited for watching Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, television, television. I'm a sick from a looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on. Sing it again, man.
Television, television.
Stan Freeberg. The music of the stars. Hey, here's something from Billy Crystal. It's a classic, I'll tell you more later. The music of the stars. Billy Crystal made a picture. Oh, about 30 years ago. Nobody saw it. Music by Mark Shaman. Established himself as a formidable talent. Worked for motion pictures, theater, and yes, TV. But Billy made this movie all about early television and a program based on the Colgate Comedy Hour. He called the Coleman Comedy Hour. And nobody saw it. Billy was brokenhearted. And who can blame him? We got some thoughts on TV, too, from... Well, Stan Freeberg, who was a big radio fan, he used to host the late-night Radio Spirits programs. And then there was Ken Nordine. Ken Nordine, the poet laureate of Chicago, who had, he had something here like, here.
A young gentleman by the name of Ken Nordine has invented a new type of contemporary beat called word jazz. He's had several very successful albums, and I've prevailed upon Ken to come here and narrate one of his selections for us. This one is entitled, My Baby.
Fred Astaire.
Wants to know that I love my baby, and my baby loves me. A short time ago, we went out together to a place called Far Out. Up in limbo. The rhythm was there. Yeah. Something special was in the air. I reached over and held my baby's hand. She gave me a little squeeze. I knew we were in the same key. Everything was beginning to sway in a quiet, cool, warm way. My baby didn't say anything. Just looked at me with that special look my baby has. I look back with that special look I get when my baby looks at me with that special look she gets. I couldn't help myself. It was love for sure. I picked my baby up, danced over to the stage, and I told the leader, "Leader, this is my baby." He just said, "Crazy." My baby gave him a special look, like she does. He could see my baby had eyes to swing, so we adjusted the mic and simply said in his complicated way, "Of course." And my baby's shy, so I gave it the first try. Two glasses of warm milk, please.
Ken Nordine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. artist there. Fred was quite the composer, too. The music of the stars.
Friend with me here who was hooked on TV. Jim, when did you first contract the TV habit?
3 years ago, Ken, I became a vidiot.
A vidiot? Is this a term that I don't understand too much about being...
Well, that's what we people call ourselves.
Vidiots.
Yeah.
Well, how did this happen? How did you get into this terrible situation that has torn your soul so far apart?
Oh, it was when I started watching Milton Berle.
Milton Berle.
Well, I got sort of wrapped up in it.
Was this a friend of yours?
No, he's a fellow that's on television.
Oh, I see.
I see you don't watch television very much, huh?
Well, I have had other interests, and that's why I... But we're discussing you.
Oh, yeah.
Milton Berle was the fellow that put you on this...
Yeah, I got wrapped up in the show, Ken. It just... this sort of thing that made me feel relaxed and... forget my troubles and worries and...
Well, just start out with watching a little bit, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit. A few hours a day at first.
And then how much are you watching now?
Well, I figure it's 15 hours, Ken.
15 hours, and you... How long do you sleep?
Well, I usually get about 4 or 5 hours sleep.
Oh, I see. That leaves 15 hours that you watch TV and 4 or 5 hours that... How long do you work? 4 or 5 hours a day? Or?
Yeah, when I work.
Oh, there are days when you don't even work. You just...
I can't.
Well, why not?
I have to watch television.
Oh. Well, unless...
I got a TV set in my car, too, you know that?
In your car?
Oh.
Well, that will have to go right away.
Well, they say it's illegal, but I don't care. I can't miss Godfrey, and do you realize I'm missing Steve Allen right now?
I had no idea. Who is this?
This is the longest I've been away from a set in
Steve
two
Allen.
Years.
Is this some friend of yours that you watch television with?
He's on television.
Well, the same
he's
way you're on television.
He's a star on television.
He's a star on television. What do you mean? He's one of the guys that you're hooked with? I mean, you watch him?
Yeah.
What does he give you?
Entertainment. Makes me laugh. Makes me forget my worries.
Well, you mustn't have any worries at all if you're watching television 15 hours a day.
Well, that's why I came here,
day.
I do, and I don't know just why I have them.
What's your problem?
I shouldn't have any worries because television makes me happy again, but...
What's your problem?
I'm worried.
About what?
I watch too much television. I can feel pain starting right now. I'm going to have a set.
The Coleman Comedy Hour is on the air. Starring Buddy Young Jr. and his big chief dancer.
As far as all us Indians in this great land go, we used to think that
Arabaho
and the party all agree that this old
wacky,
pale-faced guy was watching on TV.
But
comedy. Fasten your seatbelts. Put on your crash helmets. Because here he comes. Mr. Saturday Night.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Lincoln Mercury dealer presents The Toast of the Town, starring the nationally syndicated newspaper columnist, Ed Sullivan.
We have a very big show line up here. I have a lot of letters here from youngsters. I got one from Jill Appleman. She wanted to know whether we were going to have another puppet show. Yes, Jill, we are going to have a puppet show here right away, but I see here a damsel in distress. Bobby, can I help you find something?
Just a moment. There's only one answer when you're looking for that new car. And here it is. The new 1950 Mercury. Great last year, now better than ever in every way. In performance, better than ever, with new high power compression from Mercury's great new 8-cylinder V-type engine. In comfort, better than ever, with cushion coil front springing and soft foam rubber cushion lounge rest seats designed to give you the softest, smoothest ride you've ever experienced. In economy, better than ever. This new 1950 Mercury is a money saver. And with Touch-O-Matic Overdrive, you get still more miles to every gallon. In driving convenience, too, this new Mercury is, that's right, better than ever, with a new Safety View instrument panel that groups all controls right at your fingertips. Yes, even under conditions you'll never encounter in a lifetime of normal driving, it's the beautiful new 1950 Mercury. Great last year, now better than ever in every way. Stop in at your Mercury dealers tomorrow. Drive this superb new car yourself. One thrilling demonstration will prove that it's better than ever to make your next car the new 1950 Mercury.
Redesigned for 54 flair fashion, beauty, Star galore, and it stops on a Mercury dime. The wonderful, beautiful, glorious, glamorous, great new Mercury.
That's a cut from Forever Plaid.
Sullivan. He's my favorite human. That's why I decided to let Kim go on in the first place. Me on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Ed Sullivan.
Me, Harry McAfee, appearing with
Ed Sullivan. Of the stars all week long. Well, that's on podcast. The rest of the time, timeless hits from radio shows you remember. Rick Johnson on Saturday, followed by Terry Avil. radio station covers local news like WRJN for 97 years. 97 years covering the county, city, neighborhoods you live and love in. Twice an hour every weekday, Stuart J. Waddles. Timeless hits, local news. At civicmedia.us.
Tonight, being the 20th anniversary of the Ed Sullivan Show, it is only appropriate that a tribute be made to that distinguished performer. Here, then, is the Mighty Carson Art Players version of the Ed Sullivan Show. And here now, live from New York, Ed Sullivan!
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen. I have a really, really, really magnificent show for you folks here in our audience tonight. Some wonderful, wonderful acts for you kiddies. And I'm pretty wonderful myself. Before we get on with the show, I'd like to mention that I'll be out in Butte, Montana County Fair. Out for you folks out there in Butte, a wonderful show for a wonderful cause, the Butte, Montana Home for Orphaned Elks. We'll be out there. Ladies and gentlemen, in our big, wonderful city this week is a group of people who we've come to think of as really, really, really quite wonderful. The Motel Operators of America are here for a convention of motel operators. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, would you stand up out there in the audience, please? Thank you. I want to thank you. Nice to have you here, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that is. Right now, on with our show and our stage, a wonderful act I know you're going to enjoy, really direct from the parade grounds in Warsaw. We have with us the crack Warsaw Military Academy drill team. Let's make them feel at home. The Warsaw. Really, really quite magnificent youngsters. Magnificent youngsters. Right. Wonderful, wonderful. How about that? Wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful.
Ago. This is the 80th anniversary of Meet Me in St. Louis. It's an American classic. Vincente Minnelli, Judy Garland. Music by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine. Actually, mostly by Hugh Martin. That was Johnny Carson doing Ed Sullivan. Oh, stick around. I'll have a postscript on that. I'm Lou Regatti, the music of the stars. WRJN. Both AM and FM from Radio Park, Racine.
Now it's our comedy spot on our show now. This comedy impressionist, I understand, tells me that he does a really wonderful imitation of me. Let's make him feel at home here. Little Eddie Sullivan. Ladies and gentlemen. You go right ahead there and do your impressions. Don't be nervous.
Your impression was very, very bad.
Thank you very much. Just go right ahead there.
Could I do an imitation?
Imitation.
I'd like to do one of Cary Grant.
Cary Grant. Here he goes.
Judy. Judy.
He's really bad. That's our shoe for tonight. Next week, here are stays. The doctors of Cedars of Lebanon are going to give us.
Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there. We will dance the hoochie coochie. I will be your tootsie wootsie.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. I'll be out in a minute, Agnes. Meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there. We cootie, cootie, cootie. We'll be a shootsie wootsie. If you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me in the fair. La 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 la. La 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 la. Any place but there. La 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 la.
Tootsie, I will be your tootsie wootsie if you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the
Thanks for joining us tonight on TCM. I'm Ben Mankiewicz. All month I'm getting together, virtually, with the other four TCM hosts Wednesday nights to bring you feel-good movies, pictures we hope will lift your spirits during these particularly challenging times. I've already chatted with Dave Carger about musicals and Jacqueline Stewart about comedies. Next week, Eddie Muller discusses lighthearted romantic movies, and then Alicia Malone will cap the festival with Good Time Crime. But tonight, a special treat. The stage belongs to the man who made TCM what it is, the channel's first host, its best host, the singular Robert Osborne, who died in 2017 after 23 years with TCM. Tonight, a lineup of encore presentations of Robert's movie introductions. And up next, one of his favorites, 1944's Meet Me in St. Louis. From October of 2006, here's Robert Osborne.
Hi, I'm Robert Osborne, and welcome to the first installment in what's going to be TCM's month-long salute to child actors, those young nippers who've played such a key role in film history since the movies began. Our retrospective is going to include as many of those child actors as we can muscle in, from silent screen superstar Jackie Coogan to Academy Award winner Tatum O'Neill in the 70s. We launched our festival with a private screenings episode all about child stars, a roundtable discussion with Dickie Moore, Jane Withers, Daryl Hickman, and Margaret O'Brien, kind of covering the ups and downs of being a child actor in the 30s and 40s. And if you missed that, we're going to have a special encore presentation in just a couple of hours. But in the meantime, we're going to bring you Margaret O'Brien when she was at her peak as a child actress. It's the movie Meet Me in St. Louis from MGM in 1944, with a pint-sized Margaret as the youngest member of the Smith family of St. Louis.
Him smile, I knew he was just my style. My only regret is we've never met, though I dream of him all the while. But he doesn't know I exist, no matter how I may persist. So it's clear to see there's no hope for me, though I live at 5135 Kensington Avenue, and he lives at 5133. How can I ignore the boy next door? I love him more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and he never sees me glance his way. And though I'm heart sore, the boy next door, affection for me won't display. I just adore him, so I can't ignore him, the boy next.
St. Louis. They screened it on for the first time in April of that year. Big budget movie. $200,000 just building the street in St. Louis. Just that alone. That doesn't sound like much today, but it raked in big profits too. In fact, for many years thereafter, it was one of MGM's biggest grossing movies. And Vincente Minnelli came out as the preeminent musical director for Metro. Let's see, we had Leon Ames in a You and I thing, but it wasn't Leon Ames singing there. It was Arthur Freed. Well, let's see, we got some other stuff. Hugh Martin actually did most of the music. Ralph Blaine got a lot of credit. Hugh Martin would say, I did that, including the lyrics. Let's hear some more from this great movie, huh? 80 Years Thereafter. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Garland later on recorded some of the songs for Decca. Trolley's Song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, best sellers. But I think it was better on the screen. It lacked something. The Music of the Stars. A film very inspiring about family, summertime romance, youth, beauty.
Simple and sweet.
That's Will Osborne in the orchestra, and that's Will singing. Will Osborne trying real hard to sound like Rudy Valley. Meet me in St. Louis. Oscar winner.
Starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high up on my head. I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With this light brown derby and this bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang went the trolley, ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heart strings from the moment I saw him I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor, bump, bump, bump went the brake. Bump, bump, bump went my heart strings, when he smiled I could feel a car shake. Tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Pop, pop, pop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the
with Hugh Martin's classic. Here's Les Brown, the Band of Renown.
You take the Third Street bus and the crosstown trolley, transfer twice,
and then by golly you walk six blocks before you get to my house.
And then I climb the stair, give the bell a jingle, see you there, I'm all a tingle.
I know it won't be long before we kiss.
I can't afford a taxi, I haven't got a car, but I would ride a hobby horse just to get to where you are.
Why don't you take that trip on a crosstown trolley, get that ring and end this folly,
then we could would settle down to Bill and Cool.
No more crosstown trolley rides to get to you.
Step back in the car, please.
I hope I get a seat this time.
Semi for news and weather. On the Civic Media Radio Network, the music of the stars continues.
Say, Max, let's get off at the Palladium.
I'm coming.
There's crowds there.
Put on a round wheel.
Please punch my transfer.
You take the 3rd Street bus and the crosstown trolley. Transfer twice, and then by golly, you walk 6 blocks before you get to my house. And then you climb the stair, give the bell a jingle. When you're there, I'm all a tingle. I know it won't be long before we kiss.
They can't afford a taxi, and they haven't got a car.
But I would gladly ride a broom just to get to where you are. Trip on the crosstown trolley, preacher man could end this folly, then we could settle down to Bill and Cool.
There'd be no more crosstown trolley rides,
no more looking around for brides,
no more crosstown trolley rides for me and you.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.